but the little small pieces of wood kindling that we use. They asked me about kindling the other day when they talked to me about the Walker County speech patterns, so I figured that's what you were interested in, but we do say kindling here.
Do you ever, is kindling the same thing as lightwood? Somebody said that to me.
Lightwood. Well, kindling would certainly be lightwood, but I've never heard it called that.
Or lighter?
Lighter fluid?
Lightered?
No, what is that? Is that wood?
I guess that is what we use at home.
Lightered. How do you spell that?
I don't know.
That's most interesting.
It's spelled.
I just don't know about that at all.
Well, have you ever seen, you say you use small chunks of wood. Now, did you ever see like somebody build a fire and they put one big
log, yes.
What do you call that one big one in the back?
I just call it a log.
And then after you build, you've had a fire for a long time, you get a big pile of
soot and ashes and
that. You have beautiful furniture here.
Thank you.
What do you call something like this?
We usually call it the couch or divan. I would not occasionally say sofa, but not generally.
Do you ever hear any other words for it around here?
Well, smaller pieces, one that would seat two people, would be called a love seat, and my grandmother's favorite word was settee.
Now, when she said a settee, did she mean a couch or a
small one? A small one. She had some small couches. Really, they were shaped more like they were blockier than I usually think of a love seat as being. Back when I was growing up, the love seats that people had carved wood legs, you know, where the wood showed and so forth, and perhaps carved wood on the arms also. Now, the upholstered pieces are certainly called love seats too, but they're just not as fragile looking as they were when I was growing up.
What about something like this?
Well, I just caught a chair. It might be called a side chair.
It's a pretty chair.
Thank you.
You know, everybody has, you know, a lot of stuff in that, or a few pieces, like if you'll have a chair that you don't want to throw away, they have a broken leg or stuff like that. What do you call that? Just a pile of an old...
Well, I'd probably say junk.
Do you have a place to keep junk? Have you ever seen like a house that has a place to keep junk? A room?
Well, every room in my house would probably pay for that. Some people, of course, would store that in the attic or a storeroom. I've even heard of people who talk about having a junk room, but my family has never had a room they call that.
Well, tell me about the things you do every day. Since you aren't working, well, I know you are working.
Well, free jobs, as my husband says. I am very active in a number of organizations in Huntsville, and so I go to a lot of meetings. You're not interested in the, do you want the names or just the kinds of organizations? Well, I am very interested in historical and hereditary organizations. I'm president of the local chapter of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. I'm a member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. I'm an officer of the local DAR chapter. I am a past president of the local chapter of the Daughters of the American Colonists, and I'm currently the state first vice regent of that organization. I'm a member also of the United States Daughters of 1812, the Huguenot Society of, I can't even think of the name of it, the Huguenot Society of the Founders of Mannequin in the Colony of Virginia. So see, it's a little hard to keep up with the name of that one. And
that'd keep you busy, right?
Well, now, not all of those have local chapters. Only four of them have local chapters that I attend the meetings regularly. The others meet in cities in Texas, all right, but I do not get to attend them very often because it's kind of difficult to get out of town.